Hello, topical listeners. I'm Leslie Price, and I have some sad breaking news for you today. If you're listening to this right now, it means that I am dead, and that my house cleaner, Francis, who comes in once a month, has no doubt discovered my decaying corpse. I know this is unsettling for a lot of you, and you might be wondering how I died. Well, I am here today with one last story. But first, one last ad from Cash App. Well, folks, I am not proud of it, but ever since OPR implemented a strict podcast from home policy, I've admittedly been going a little stir crazy over here. And despite the citywide shelter in place mandates, I have, over the past few days, sought reprieve outside these four walls that I've been relegated to, sometimes for fresh air, sometimes to catch a movie or grab a drink with some friends, but most often just to release some of the energy pent up inside me with a little exercise. Those of you who are familiar with Kundalini Yoga, know that it's an intensive spiritual practice of the mind and body, and one that I've been practicing for many years on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and occasionally Wednesdays, and it pains me to say this week was no exception. Now, for more advanced students such as myself, Kundalini also involves the practice of energy exchange by using the abdominal muscles to cough rejuvenating life forces directly into the mouth of your Kundalini partner. Now, I know what you're thinking. A relaxing yoga class is the absolute last place you'd think you'd be in danger. Needless to say, the email I received from my instructor, Swami Derek, came as quite a shock. Here's what he had to say. Namaste, Leslie. My physician has informed me that I have the disease that's going around right now, and I think the exceptionally powerful burst of energy I transferred into your mouth during our last session was also apparently full of negative, life-preventing vibes. I suggest 2 hours of intense meditation on your throat chakra. Once again, I apologize and wish you a speedy recovery. Oh, and please look over the terms of the liability waiver you signed in my no refunds policy. Thank you, Om Shanti, Swami Derek. So, listener, there it is. I've contracted coronavirus, the disease I have tried to avoid through isolation for the past 4 days or so. And as I see it, there are only two options now. I can either wait for my throat to dry up as I struggle to breathe until I inevitably drown in the fluid slowly building up in my lungs, or I can die like a man with my head in the oven. For me, the choice is clear. I choose to keep my dignity. But first, I have a few loose ends to tie up.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, it's Leslie. Is Debbie there?
Leslie, you know you're not allowed to call here anymore.
Look, Steve, I wouldn't be calling if it weren't important. I got some bad news concerning my health, and I just want to tell the mother of my children something. It'll be quick, I promise.
Hang on.
Hello?
Debbie, is that you?
Yes.
You're a terrible fucking person, and I hate you! Ha ha! Oh, yeah! Oh, that felt great. All right. Just 33 more failed relationships to get closure on. After the break, I'll be giving away all my shit. Stay with me for one last time. Hello, Mom?
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I, Leslie Ann Price, being of sound mind, do hereby declare this to be my final will and testament. To my cousin Seamus, I leave this box of miscellaneous cords. May you have better luck figuring out what the hell they all go to than I ever did. To my assistant Jeannie, I leave my 15,000 bottles of hand sanitizer I was left with after Amazon banned me for price gouging. To my son, Travis, I leave to you my most cherished possession of all, my vendetta against the country of Finland. I've already written death threats to several high-profile individuals in your name to make the transfer of vengeance easier for you. And to the OPR merch store, I leave my collection of OPR tote bags, available for $39.99 each, and this blooper reel of the topical silliest news blunders.
The death toll is reported to be over 9 people so far.
Sorry, did you say 9, Remy?
Oh my gosh!
No, not nine.
For a minute there, I was like, nine? That can't be right.
No, sorry. A slip of the tongue. That's 900 people are in fact dead.
Well, that's way different. Oh my God. Yes, you'll be able to laugh along with your old pal Leslie long after I've been chopped into pieces and fed to sharks in the ocean as per my final wishes. And finally to you, yes you, all of my wonderful listeners out there, I leave for you the most precious gift of all, the final words of your friend and host, Leslie Price. If this illness has taught me anything, it's that life is too short. Regretfully, I wasted most of mine dumbing down the news for a bunch of mouth-breathing imbeciles. Listener, consider this my dying wish, I beg of you. If you survive this pandemic, do not make the same mistake I did. Don't waste a single moment more of your precious life on podcasting. Podcasting, for God's sake. Can you imagine a less useful way to spend one's finite time on Earth? What a fool I was. No, do something that's actually fulfilling and do it for people who appreciate you. Not a bunch of spoiled morons crawling up your ass, whining for a new episode every time you try and take a day off. If you make it through this, listener, promise me you will throw your microphones into the nearest river and get out into the world. Take the hand of the one you love and go! Have unrecorded conversations and live, damn it! Live like no one is listening! Because in reality, they probably aren't. Well, that's it for me, listeners. Now all that is left to do is turn on the gas, stick my head under the broiler, and say goodbye. That's it for the topical today. I was Leslie Price, and... Hello?
Namaste, Leslie. It's Swami Derek.
Namaste. Sorry, Swami Derek, I'm a little busy at the moment.
Leslie, I just wanted to apologize and let you know that there has been some confusion. I do not have COVID-19.
You don't?
Yeah, turns out it was syphilis. I have syphilis.
Oh my God. Well, that means I don't have it, right?
Actually, you probably do because the painful sores I have on my mouth are very contagious.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry
thank
for the confusion, Leslie. I'll let you know when classes start back up, okay? Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Swami. Om Shanti. Oh my God. I don't have the coronavirus. It's just syphilis. It's just syphilis. Oh my God, this is the best news I've ever heard. I've got a new lease on life. I am a changed man. Things are going to be different now. I'm going to live the rest of this life the way it was meant to be lived. I'm finally going to do all the things I've dreamed of doing. I'm going to travel. I'm going to go on cruises. I mean, I've never even been to Europe. And damn it, I'm going. Spain, France, Italy, I want to see them all. And tickets are so cheap. Oh, folks, this calls for a celebration. The bars and restaurants might be closed, but Casa de Leslie is open for business, and I hear the bartender pours a strong margarita. I only have 5 cups, though, so you'll all have to share, but that's okay. We're all friends here. So come one, come all. Everyone's invited. Come see me off tonight, because in the morning I fly to Rome for what is sure to be an adventure of a lifetime. Folks, I'm Leslie Price, and today is the first day of the rest of my life. I love you all! It's just syphilis!